Hello, Gary B. with an update of events on the local and regional scene. A federal investigator says the airplane that crashed Friday at Gaston's White River Resort in Baxter County was not overweight. A Missouri man, his 15-year-old son, and a 15-year-old passenger died of injuries suffered in the crash. Two other passengers survived. The State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee of the House and Senate are planning a joint meeting. It's on problems in the state prison system. Senator Steve Ferris says the joint hearing will be August 10th. It will be at the prison's Cummins unit in Grady, Arkansas. The Arkansas Lottery Commission has voted to join the multi-state Powerball games. The commission's director says Arkansas could begin selling Powerball tickets before the end of the year. And the two top officials with Arkansas's lottery are appearing before lawmakers this morning to talk about their budget for starting up the games this fall. Lottery Commission Chairman Ray Thornton and Executive Director Ernie Pasolek are scheduled to appear before the Legislative Oversight Committee to talk about plans for starting the games later this year. Their appearance comes a day after the commission approved a $5 million budget to get the commission through October 29th. That's the deadline the panel set for selling the first tickets. Big expansion news out of Kroger. Yesterday at a groundbreaking of Kroger's first marketplace store in Arkansas, Governor Beebe and Kroger Delta Division President Mark Prestige announced that Kroger plans to invest $125 million in Arkansas Kroger stores. It will be through remodeling some of their current stores, expanding some of those stores, and building new stores. Governor Beebe said the effort will create hundreds of jobs. He figures at least 300. Nationally, Kroger operates 2,477 retail outlets in 31 states. They operate under 24 names, one of which is Kroger, have about 320,000 associates. In Arkansas, Kroger currently operates 33 stores, employs about 3,800 people. The new marketplace store of Kroger in Arkansas will feature a wide variety of general merchandise, a Fred Meyer jewelry store that's owned by Kroger, a fuel center. And Kroger says that's where customers can take advantage of the 3-cent and 10-cent discounts available through some of their promotions. The marketplace store will also have a bistro with a chef on site, plus a sushi bar, a variety of domestic and international cheeses, Asian bar, hot and cold prepared foods, and a variety of fresh-baked rolls and bread. For more information on the marketplace store, you can find it on the internet at Kroger.com. Well, it's no longer Alltel Arena in North Little Rock. The events facility has been officially renamed Verizon Arena, and workers are changing over the blue and white color scheme to match Verizon's red, black, and gray. And to establish visual positioning for the campus, UACCB has created a new logo. The college says the new logo was created through a thoughtful professional development process, starting with a branding workshop in February. So be looking for the new UACCB logo as it begins to make its public appearances. And that brings you up to date with the latest on the local and regional scene. Gary B., make it a great day.